and welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, where we're here to support you in taking your singing skills to the next level. I'm your host, Coach Worship, and I'm thrilled to have my co-host, Jamiel, with me.
In this podcast, we'll take you on a 30-day podcast marathon, teaching you everything you need to know about diction for singers. Diction is the art of pronouncing words clearly and expressively, using your voice parts to make sound and speech.
Diction is essential for singers, as it helps you share your message, emotions, and style with your audience. Each day, we will explore a different topic related to diction, such as vowels, consonants, syllables, stress, intonation, accent, dialect, and more. We will also give you practical tips and exercises to improve your diction and singing performance.
By the end of this podcast marathon, you will have a better understanding of how your voice works and how to use it effectively. So join us on this exciting journey of learning and singing. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or on any other listening platforms. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Making Musical Quantum Leaps Podcast, or email us at joinusingschoolofsounds@gmail.com if you have any questions or feedback.
Good day, everyone. My name is Joel Okwegwale, and today I'm going to be taking you all on a very, very amazing singing lesson. The one that would make you realize that you should not limit your singing potential. Ladies and gentlemen, today I present to you one amazing topic: developing your listening skills, removing the bias. Okay, the laugh was very unnecessary. All right, so let's jump right into it. So what do they mean by developing your listening skills, removing the bias? Now, here's the thing. Everybody all have a perception about singing and music in general. And because of this perception we have about this thing, we tend to have preferences. Not just preferences in the kind of music we like, but also preferences in what we sing. We'd be like, this song is not good for my voice. This one is good for my voice. This song is too bad for my voice. No, I can't sing this kind of song. It's not my thing. You understand? Now, that might be true, especially in situations where you are to go for an audition. If you go there to sing a song that your voice is not familiar with, there's every possibility it will come out unpleasant to the ears. Why? Because, your voice has to sing what it knows. You know, everybody all have a beautiful side of their voice, all right? We all have that kind of song that we're going to sing, that the way we sing it, we'll be like, wow, this song is so beautiful. But if we then try to sing another song, it will end up sounding like crap when we sing the other song. Now, in this situation, we tend to limit ourselves and allow our voice to like a particular kind of song, a particular kind of genre, okay? And then we get to be rigid in what we sing. This is the only thing I sing. I don't sing things like this. I could recall this particular time, there's a competition I went for in my 100 level back in the University of Benin. It was a departmental singing competition, and there was this guy there. He's very, very good with classical, this opera kind of singing. You understand? So he was very, very good with it. Very nice, and it sounded so amazing when he sang it. So it got to the point where we had to, we split up into two. Okay, it was you and someone. Okay, so they gave the guy a particular girl who's a pop singer, and then the song that they assigned both of them to sing was pop. And the boy was like, no, I can't do this. You know what I sing opera, I can't sing pop. Well, the day of the competition came, they were supposed to sing this song, Beautiful, 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 Beautiful Angel. They were supposed to sing that song. And then the guy went all, Beautiful, 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 Beautiful Angel. You understand? So the whole thing was kind of messed up. All right. So at that particular moment, it was there, he knew that he messed up. All right. And that was what ended the whole competition for him. Now, what I'm trying to say is this. Although you can actually sing songs that brings out the best in your voice, you can sing a genre that brings out the best in your voice, but there's one thing you need to understand. You cannot always find yourself in a situation where you'd have to sing the song you love. Okay? You can't. The world is not fair, and singing is a profession, and in your profession, it demands that you embrace flexibility. Okay? You should not just limit your voice to one thing. So what am I trying to say? Instead of you telling yourself, this is all I can sing, why not just tell yourself, let me check out these other genres? There's one thing you need to understand. Your vocal organs are just muscles. That's just what they are. Muscles. How this voice comes out, the kind of sound you make, that depends on you. You feel me? I don't know if you're all feeling me, but you need to feel me right now, okay? That is where you come in, okay? How your voice comes out, the way you sound, that greatly depends on you and you alone. So what am I trying to say? If the sound of your voice is at the palms of your will, if the sound of your voice depends on you, guess what? You can do whatever you want with it. And by whatever you want, I mean you can train yourself to the point that you can sing any kind of genre you want to sing. Honestly speaking, it all starts by imitation. Me, I like to sing pop songs. I also like to sing country songs. I like to sing Fuji songs. I need a Fuji like you. You're gonna buy them on the camera. Yeah. Although that didn't come out well, but you get what I mean. So what I'm trying to say is very, very simple. Your vocal folds and your singing voice, everything is just muscles. How it comes out depends on you. Now, if you are in a situation where you're trying to sing a song that doesn't fit your voice, you have to train to the point that that song eventually fits your voice. The way you sound now, this kind of songs you sing now, you listen to them before you sang them. Although probably since when you were a child, you've been singing the song, so you got used to it. You can do the same thing to other kinds of singing genres. Okay? It's just like learning a new language. It may seem impossible at first, but the more you keep on learning, you won't even know you start speaking the language. Like me, I never really knew how to speak Yoruba language until I went to public school. So it's quite simple. Don't always slap other kind of genres away from your side just because your voice doesn't fit in there. There's one thing about humans that I love. We can do anything as long as we want to do it. And that's just the truth. Everybody trains to be who they are. They practice to be who they are, irrespective of the situation they find themselves in. It happens also to this one. So always try to make sure you are flexible. And what does it mean to be flexible? Embrace all kinds of genres. Start listening to different kinds of genres. Start listening to jazz, and don't just listen to them because you are forcing yourself to listen to them. No, listen to them and try to love them. I never liked jazz songs, but the moment I had this mentality embedded in me, I started listening to jazz music. Yeah. And then I started listening to jazz and I realized that, wow, this melody actually has a beauty in it. I started listening to classical songs too. I started listening to songs that are sung in different languages, especially the Spanish song. Like, have you listened to Spanish songs? Jeez, those songs are beautiful. Even if you don't even know the meaning, very beautiful songs, trust me. Most of you watch telenovelas, you know what I'm talking about. So my point is simple. If you think Spanish songs are not beautiful, go and listen to Dime, D-I-M-E, Dime by Giancarlos Canela. Dime by Giancarlos Canela. Just listen to the song at night before you sleep, you know what I'm talking about. So I hope you all understand now, your voice is muscular. That's just what it is. How the sound comes out depends on you. Okay? However, you still need to train yourself in the basic foundations of breath support and vocal cord coordinations and compression and everything else. But the timbre, the texture, the genre depends on you. And with the power of imitation that we have, we can sing any kind of genre we want. We may not be perfect as those who are professionals at it, but nevertheless, it is possible. I hope you learned something today. My name is Joel Okwegwale, and I hope you remove rigidity from your singing voice.
Because Joel has to be one of the most sweetest persons ever. He has an amazing personality. He's very humble. I mean, really humble. Thank you so much, Coach Joel, for taking this journey with us. For making Musical Quantum Lips podcast, we celebrate you and we're trusting God. We're going to make the world a better place for singers. Thank you so much, sir. Okay, just a little before we call it a day. Today is the 29th day. It's ending tomorrow. Like, oh God, I never believed this was going to be possible, but wow. Like, tomorrow is actually 30th. You see, money is not what drives me to coach, but passion for singing and sound. I actually long for a world where singers can reach their gifts and their hearts to the ground, to work hard and improve their crafts and make their voices splendid and amazing. Eden School of Sounds, like the name implies, is a place of perfection and grace. Everything was as it should be. And our mission is to actually restore that space, make musical quantum leaps that can change the world with giant sweeps. Thank you so much for joining this community. Keep it in your hearts. Help the team to help you grow. Help us to teach you what we know. Whatever you can do to advance this cause, please bring it on. Bring it with joy. Oh, my name is Worship Victor Oloyede. I'm an inspiration, a lasting creed, a catalyst for your musical rise, and I'm forever passionate about your sound.
All right, Coach Worship has said it all. Do not forget to follow us on Spotify and on whatever listening platform it is that you use. And for those of you using Spotify, please rate our podcast. To rate a podcast on Spotify, you need to follow the following steps. Step 1, listen to at least 30 seconds of a podcast episode. Step 2, go to the podcast main page on Spotify. Step 3, tap the star icon under the podcast description or the three horizontal lines to open a menu with a rate show option. Step 4 and the final step, choose one of the 5 stars to leave your rating, so you can use 1 or 2 stars depending on how many stars you want to give. You can change your rating at any time by repeating the same steps. Our quote for the day is, after silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music. And that was said by Aldous Huxley. Do not forget, your comments and your likes go a long way for us. So like this episode as you listen, and please feel free to leave a comment below. Our song for today is For God Is With Us by King and Country. We'll catch you tomorrow, which happens to be day 30. Bye! I really can't wait.